It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. This past weekend, the 20th annual Ouray Ice Festival took place. The festival is a gathering of ice climbers, gear vendors, and ice climbing fans. At the festival, you can watch an ice climbing competition or try the sport for yourself. KVNF's Laura Pomisano went to the gathering and spoke to Mike Miller. He's an ice climbing instructor for San Juan Mountain Guides.
You were telling me that Ouray is a world-class place for climbing. Can you describe that?
Obviously, we've got the ice park. So you've got no days that are avalanche danger or anything like that in the park. We've also got backcountry destinations from moderate two or three pitch, low angle ice to world-class things like Bridalveil Falls and Ames Ice Hose, when they first were done, were world-renowned. And so those and many others are available to climb purely from an ice standpoint. And then as the summer comes around, we've got over 100 sport climbs within 10-minute drive of town and a couple of world-class rock destinations in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison or in Indian Creek Canyon and near the Moab area in the sandstone of southeastern Utah within a few hours' drive.
You've been teaching ice climbing for 20 years now. What is that like?
Ice climbing itself isn't going to change much. I mean, the tools have changed, the crampons a little bit, but the technique's the same. What makes it interesting is every person you teach is different because their background and how to reach them, how you connect with them changes a little bit. What their strengths and weaknesses are changes a little bit. So it keeps you engaged because it's a new problem to solve, or in many ways it's a similar problem, but it always has to be reached a little bit different, and that keeps engaging.
If someone's never ice climbed before, what is your basic instruction to them?
Feet matters most. If your weight is on your feet, your legs are doing all the hard work, and you don't need upper body strength. You need balance, basically a little more than the ability to walk upstairs physically, and then just teaching the detail of how to get that weight on their feet.
And what are the tools of the trade?
You're going to have a stiff boot, a little stiffer than you're probably used to walking in, but not as rigid and hard as a ski boot. A crampon that goes on that that'll have basically 10 bottom points sticking down and two or one front point sticking forward that'll gonna support you. And then a set of ice tools or an ice axe that's in your hand that allows you to penetrate the ice and have a handhold whenever you need it.
What do you like about ice climbing?
When you first walk up to ice, it's got to be the most aesthetic medium you'll ever see. You just see these big blue sheets of all these interesting shapes, and they change by the day, week, or even sometimes by the hour as the temperature changes. So instead of a rock climb that you get memorized and you do it every day at the gym or whatever, we come out here and the climb changes as the ice melts, freezes, regrows, breaks. So it's a new problem. It's always fresh.
That was Mike Miller, an ice climbing instructor for San Juan Mountain Guides, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano at the Ouray Ice Festival. A patient with a fever and a history of traveling to an Ebola-affected country was admitted to the Denver Health Medical Center Sunday night. After consulting with the Centers for Disease Control and other health organizations, it was deemed that the patient, who is currently in isolation, is low risk. The patient's condition has not deteriorated, but they will be tested for Ebola. As part of our weekly Capitol Conversation series, State House reporter Benta Berkland discusses the beginning of the legislative session with political reporters and some of the bills that were introduced during the opening week.
Joining us, we have Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. Let's highlight a few key bills we've seen so far. I know this is just the first wave of bills being introduced this session. Ivan?
We've seen already a few bills that we were expecting. For instance, Republicans have a couple of bills to repeal some of the gun control legislation that Democrats passed, and they control both chambers. So one of the bills would repeal a limit on the size of ammunition magazines, and another would repeal the universal background checks laws. Now that Republicans control the Senate and Democrats the House, Republicans feel like they have a better chance to pass them. They introduced those bills last year. The same with a bill that would reduce these new renewable energy standards on rural cooperatives. And then there's a couple of bills that have to do with the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. One kind of talks about the mechanism for refunds, and another seeks to ask voters to keep excess revenue that the state is collecting.
And then we've also seen several bills already dealing with the marijuana system in Colorado, mostly this year taking a focus on the medical side, and then possibly this session we could also take another crack at dealing with the edibles situation and how to label them and identify them. For any of these controversial bills that we see that Ivan was just talking about, rolling back some of the Democrats' agenda from 2013 and last year, yeah, Republicans control the Senate and they're going to, you know, have some debate on the floor about that, but those are going to go over to the Democratic-controlled House where they'll probably not even get to the floor.
We've been talking about issues that we've debated in the past as a state. Anything new this year?
Well, there is a proposal to ban this new product that's powdered alcohol. It hasn't hit the stores yet. It's still pending approval from federal regulators. But Colorado, like a handful of other states, is moving towards banning this product as a precaution to try to find out, you know, what it does, what its impacts are.
Ivan, could you just explain for folks what exactly is powdered alcohol?
Well, it's really basically what it sounds like. It's powder that comes in a little plastic bag. You add water to it, you shake it up, and there you go. And the person that's behind this invention says that, you know, he thought of it because there were times where he would go on these long hikes or something and would like to have, you know, a cocktail at the end, and that this, the way that he describes it, it's more portable, more easier to carry, and just more convenient.
Definitely, we have a lot of alcohol-related debates here. Talk about, you know, the DUI legislation we're going to see.
Well, this is the year that the proponents of a bill that would create a felony DUI for multiple DUIs really hope that this is the year that they're going to get it through. It seems like there is support in both parties for it. Leadership has hinted that this could be the year for it in both parties. So I feel bad for Representative Mark Waller, who's been pushing this bill for years, who isn't in the building this year, but it looks like it'll finally happen.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald, Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.
And finally, the town of Telluride just got some good news. It seems that they're on track to hit their goal of reducing carbon emissions 20% by the year 2020. In fact, they're ahead of schedule. A report compiled by Michelle Haynes of Eco Action Partners projects that they'll have reduced emissions by 22% by 2015, 5 years before the deadline.
I think it's great that the Telluride community has achieved an emission reduction goal and anticipated that prior to 2020. But at the same time, there are other really important factors, such as reducing reliance on non-renewable energy, and that really needs to be the focus.
Michelle says that can be accomplished by sourcing food and power locally to reduce shipping costs, as well as composting. Up next, Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.